Hello, Larimer County Republicans. I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And I'm Jerry Patterson.
And this is the Larimer GOP Podcast. Well, the Larimer GOP Podcast is going to be a new radio show we put on weekly. It's going to focus on things to watch out for here in the county, upcoming events, elections, and current news. We're going to be also doing an in-depth feature every week where we talk with elected officials or talk about a subject in-depth for a little bit that we feel you guys need to know about here in the county.
Well, here's some things that are coming up here. November, we do have an election for 2013. I know a lot of people don't realize that, but here we are, only a few months away from an election where we're electing people in Thompson Valley School District, Poudre School District, Park School District, and Loveland City Council as well is holding an election. And right around the corner here, August 7th, we're going to have the first deadline come up for some of these school board elections. School boards are going to, or the school districts are going to make the petitions to get on the ballot available. And then those will be due August 30th. So yeah, right around the corner, Jason, we're going to see this come about. And so it's good to know that these things are coming up. Another couple of things that are going to be on the ballot this time around, we know for sure that there's going to be an income tax increase that's going to be put before the voters in the form of an initiative, supposedly to quote unquote fund education. However, if you look at the text, and I encourage you to do that, you'll see that in fact this is really to line the pocketbooks of the big labor industry tied to education. Another one that's coming up that I think is pretty interesting, Jason, is actually related to repealing the gun legislation that came out of the terrible session this time around down at the legislature.
Yeah, we got hammered down there this year, and we're trying to take some things back. You know, there are some initiatives to try to take back some of the things that happened this last legislative session. The sheriffs are actually, Colorado sheriffs are putting together a lawsuit. They put together a lawsuit with the Independence Institute, and they're moving forward with it to repeal some of these things, and it would just take it and make it so it has to go through a citizen review and have to be okayed by the – how does that work, Jerry?
Well, yeah. So basically what they're trying to do is a couple of things. So two things that this initiative would do. One is just move back the needle. It really repealed the gun legislation that was brought about this session altogether. The second thing that it does is it prevents the legislature from actually acting on their own in the future to restrict any of our gun rights whatsoever. They would have to ask the citizens, just like they do for tax increases now here in the state.
And that would be part of our state constitution.
That's right.
Okay. That's well, right. You know, it's been a real big hot topic, hot button issue. A lot of you may have seen this op-ed piece in the Denver Post put out by a resident of Fort Collins here, Monique Cassidy. You know, and I'm quoting her here out of this op-ed piece. "I find those who own guns for self-defense to be, at their core, fundamentally fearful people." Now, I don't know about you, Jerry, but I've got my concealed carry and I own several guns. And, you know, I don't do it out of a sense of fear.
You're not walking around always quivering with your hand on your rifle everywhere you go?
No, not at all. But, you know, I do. I'm a small business owner, and there have been situations where me having a gun with me definitely made it a much safer environment for both me and my customers. I think she's very off base here. She goes on to say, "I have no desire to own a gun for what so many deem as, quote, self-defense, because it implies I feel a need to defend myself against someone. Under what circumstances would I need to defend myself?" And she goes on to say she can hear a chorus of proud gun owners chant an intruder, a thief, a rapist, a murderer. But she's not afraid of those things.
And, well, you know, yeah, she lives in Fort Collins.
We have a pretty safe community here. We do, but that doesn't mean crime doesn't exist. I mean, let's look at the Fort Collins, Colorado, and from this morning, you know, we've got the Fort Collins police are prompting caution at local churches. Apparently, there's a jihadist, an Islamic jihadist here in the county, who's threatening Catholic and Latter-day Saint churches, you know, right here in the Choice City. So I'd have to say I disagree that crime happens anywhere. And we as responsible citizens need to be prepared to defend ourselves and our family.
Yeah, don't you think that the parishioners at the churches here in town ought to be able to protect themselves? I mean, we have any examples of that in the past where that's worked out?
Well, you know, in Colorado Springs, we did have the
New Life Church.
New Life Church, where, you know, that actually there were two people killed, but luckily enough, there was a female security guard there who was part of the church congregation, had a gun there, and actually saved a good many people from being massacred. So and history is filled with circumstances like this where people have stood up and done the right thing and averted tragedy, you know. So,
well, it's my understanding that even the Aurora gun incident that happened last year about this time, that he actually went looking for a gun-free theater. There were reports that they had seen the perpetrator at a few guns or at a few theaters beforehand, and turned away because he didn't see any signs that restricted the gun, you know, gun usage.
It makes it really easy for the bad guys to know where to hit, you know. And we've got statistic after statistic talking about how, you know, they prefer to have an unarmed victim. You know, we have, let's see here.
The Wright and Rossi article?
Yeah, the Wright and Rossi article, where there was a some research done.
Yeah, what'd they do? They researched, here's how they did this, is they went and talked to over 1,000 felons in jail across the country. These guys actually started out, Jason, as gun control advocates. Doctors Wright and Rossi did from Massachusetts. And they went around trying to kind of build a case, really, for what they believed. And here's some of the things they found. And this survey or this study happened a few years ago, but I think it's still pretty relevant. So they asked these felons, and here we go. So they asked felons, for example, would a smart criminal try to decide if someone was armed or not? And they reported that 81% of felons interviewed agreed that a smart criminal would try to determine if a potential victim is armed. Huh, crazy.
Yeah, I know. And it goes on to say 74% of these criminals indicated that burglars avoided occupied dwellings because of fear of being shot.
Right.
And that even 57% went on to say that they feared armed citizens more than they feared the police. More. Imagine that.
More than they feared the police. Wow, crazy. Well, the police can't be everywhere all the time, you know. That's the thing.
And the average police call, you know, the average 911 call, the response time is 20 minutes. You know, a lot happens in 20 minutes. I can tell you from personal experience, I've had times where I've had to call 911 at my business because something was going down, and it took them 15 minutes to get there. That's a little above the average, but I can tell you a lot of stuff went down in those 15 minutes.
And, oh yeah, you can get a lot of bad stuff done in 15 minutes if you're focused.
So, I think this is going to be a topic that we continue to come back to. And, you know, I know it's something that's been very near and dear to my heart. And we've seen a lot of things happen here in Colorado that we really need to work hard to get past and to fix from this last session. So look forward to seeing us touch back on this. We're hoping to get some elected officials to come in and talk about some of the things that are going on here in the county. And with that, let's maybe move out with some of the upcoming events we got going on.
Yeah, well, in that same vein, you know, we do have a Second Amendment Family Day going on in Estes Park here in a couple of weeks.
This is going to be a great event. And actually, we're going to be talking with Bill Howell, who is putting this thing on up in Estes Park at the latter part of this podcast. So stay tuned, and we'll have all the information coming up for that. So our next topic also comes from this last legislative session.
The sex ed curriculum that they passed in this last legislative session is just absolutely unreal.
It's horrid. I have three daughters, one of which is 7, and it's just very frightening for me to think that what she's going to be experiencing in her classroom. These are things as a father I don't want my daughter to know anything about for a long time. And when it's right, the time is right for her to learn about these things, I want to be the person. And her mother and I to talk with her about this and educate her. You know, some of the things they're talking about, including in this education, it befuddles me as to how it got in there.
Yeah, I know how it got in there, but that's no mystery. But Jason, I mean, we're talking about, I'm not a prude, you know, I don't mind having a frank discussion. In fact, I do with my kids about how this stuff works, you know, but But, you know, I definitely didn't talk to him when they were in fourth grade about, you know, specific sexual acts. And that's what we're talking about here. And in fact, fortunately, the Republicans in the Senate this time around were able to shame the legislators into pushing it back from first grade to fourth grade.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got to give a hand to our, you know, our state lawmakers. They really did try this year. It's just they didn't have the numbers to be able to really affect much difference in the outcome.
Yeah,
but they did fight the good fight.
That's right, Jason. I have to say, elections have consequences.
Yep, and we need to. That's kind of what we're doing here. We're moving forward and trying to fix some of these things. And we need you people here in the county to get active. We need you to get involved. Now is the time. Colorado is the front lines of this war, and we are in the trenches. And we need you there with us. We either stand together here, or we hang separately. And we saw what happened when we do nothing. We put our heads in the sand and hope that things are going to work out. We can't get disenfranchised. We can't lose hope. We've got to rally, and we've got to stand together, and we've got to fight. We've got to come forward and really change some of these things that have happened and say, no, this does not represent my values as a Republican, a conservative.
As a Coloradoan.
Yeah, as just a good citizen. These don't reflect my values, and we've got to fight this fight. So help us with this. We'll be doing this every week. Come on back and tell your friends about what we're doing. And please get involved. Talk to the Larimer County Republican Party. Call up, volunteer, get active, get involved. Yeah. Wherever you can help.
That's right. Even if it's just walking in a parade, or if it's waving a flag on the streets, waving signs. You know, in a couple months we'll be doing that. We'll probably be, I'm sure, some very interested people that are nonpartisan will be going out and helping some candidates in some very interesting school board races coming up. So we need your help in lots of different areas, whether it be financial, whether it be time, to push the message forward of the values of the people here in Colorado, pushing back against this progressive, really far, far left agenda that's being jammed down our throats, not representative at all of the people of Colorado.
Absolutely. Well, again, we're going to be fighting a good fight here every week. So come back and join me and Jerry and... help us win this fight. Thanks, Colorado. Okay, this is Jason. I'm back with Bill Howell, who is the director of the Second Amendment Family Day coming up here August 17th. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And held at the Estes Park Gun and Archery Club on the outdoor range. And Bill serves on the executive board with Jerry and myself here on the Larimer GOP. And we just want to bring Bill on, have him talk a little bit about what this is about and what you guys can come down and have some fun doing. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we thought, as you know, this I'm on the external committee, which basically tries to put together fundraisers. And one of the things that we thought of was this Second Amendment Day, primarily because of all the controversy that's occurring in the state regarding gun laws. And I figured that it would be best if we had a day where those of us that are, I guess, familiar with guns, have no problems with firearms, you know, would have a day that we could actually celebrate. We could have it as an educational opportunity because we are going to have basic firearms courses and just an opportunity to be with people of like-minded people. And, you know, I put it before the board and they seem to like it. So what we're doing is we found a venue, which is the Estes Valley or Estes Park Gun Club, and they have an outdoor range just off Highway 34 in Drake. And we're hoping to have anywhere from 300 to 400 people. We're going to have gun competitions. They have a trap range. And with that, we have a guest, Seth Walters, who is the Colorado 4-H trap champion, state trap champion, and we're hoping to get him to do some demonstrations on trap shooting. We have an archery range. There are a lot of us that are hunters, and like our archery, we have a pistol and a rifle range, and we're basically going to have competitions at those venues. Aside from the fact we're going to have some actual vendors that are going to promote their stuff and their wares, and we're also going to have food and just a lot of fun.
So it should be a great day. Now, this is for all ages, right? The kids are welcome to come?
Yeah, it's primarily a family day, so we're going to have all kinds of things for the family. We are going to have a cutoff age of 12 for the actual shooting competitions, but we're hoping to have face painting. We're hoping to have a magician for the kids that are younger, and a bunch of other things, games for the younger kids.
So this day, how much can a family expect to pay to have this day of fun?
Well, the initial charge is $25 per person. It'll be $15 for the youth up to 17. For the basic firearms course, it'll be $35.
Now, that's an NRA certified course, correct?
It's an NRA certified course, and we also have an NRA certified carry concealed weapons class that we'll be offering for $140, and that'll be off-site. That'll actually be at the indoor range of the gun club, which is located in Estes Park itself. It'll be an 8-hour course, and it is NRA approved.
Now, people have to, if they want to do that, do they have to sign up early? How do they get?
Well, we're limited for that. Yeah, we're limited on both classes. There's going to be probably 10 person classes for the basic firearms course, and there'll be one class for the CCW course, and we'll have room for 24 people on that. So the earlier you sign up for that, the better it's going to be.
And where do folks go to sign up for it? Do they give you a call? Do they go to the website?
Well, they should be able to go to the website within the next day or so. Go to the website and do an online purchase.
And that's the Larimer GOP website.
It'll be the Larimer County GOP website.
LarimerGOP.org.
You should be able to do that. And then as far as the food is concerned, we're going to have, because it starts so early in the morning, we're having, continental breakfast in the morning, something for the kids, and then we're going to have a barbecue in the afternoon.
Wow. Wow, it sounds great. And all of the proceeds are going to go to what?
Well, like I said, it's a fundraiser. The proceeds are going to go to the Larimer County GOP, which is going to back candidates that we're trying to vet, conservative candidates. I think most of us, as you're aware, Jason, most of us went on to the board, Larimer County Board, Executive Board, to change things. We were tired of seeing things the way they were being run. We wanted new blood. We wanted people thinking out of the box. And that's pretty much what we got. I mean, it's an exciting time. I mean, most of the conservatives that I've been dealing with, especially up in Estes Park where I live, are a little tired of what's been going on in the Republican Party, and they want to see a change. And I've tried to explain to them what our board is about, our direction, how we're going to start locally with local candidates. We're going to try and vet local conservative candidates that are like-minded and are going to continue conservative values. And I think that's the way that we're going.
Yeah, and really, we were off to a great start. For those of you who haven't been following along, the new board came on earlier this year, and we had the most successful Lincoln Day dinner in the history of the state. And we've just been moving forward in great directions. We have a very dynamic team now, very diverse, and just lovers of liberty, lovers of the Constitution, good conservative people that just want to make a difference and stand up and make some changes. So I'm real excited about the way things are going.
I'm real excited because I'm seeing what can be done at both the state and the national level with the GOP that isn't being done. You know, like we said, we have a diverse group. You know, there are libertarians, there are Tea Party people, there are even hardcore right wingers, but we're all working together for a common cause, and I think we're going in the right direction. And it's an exciting time, at least for me. I never got into politics up until about a year ago, and I've jumped into it, and I decided that either fight for what you believe in, or you know, you just let them run you over, and I'm not going to do that.
I think we've got a great team, and you know, we need more of you, the citizens, to come help us with this fight. We need you to get active. We need you to get involved. And this is a great place, a great opportunity with this Second Amendment Family Day to come out and meet us, see what we're about, shoot some guns with us, and, you know, see where you might be able to help us out, you know, stand with us so that we can to make some real changes here on the front lines. So, all right, Bill. Well, thank you very much for coming down, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again later.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You have been listening to Larimer County Republican Radio. Join us here again next time, where we have more current events, news, and important information you need to know about here in Larimer County. Thanks.